Well, today we'll present an introduction to a very important and unfortunately missed topic is abdominal organ injuries with colonoscopy. The injuries affecting the abdominal viscera is sometimes life-threatening, especially affecting the spleen, liver, pancreas, and also mesenteric tears have been reported. These injuries is presented or manifested after a symptom-free interval, and that's why it may be missed or delayed in diagnosis. We aimed through writing this editorial to raise the awareness of the clinicians as well as the endoscopists about this potentially life-threatening complications, not only to early diagnose but also to properly treat such cases. There is no accurate estimates about the incidence of these injuries, but every now and then new case reports and case series are seen in the literature, raising our awareness to this missed topic. Mostly, there are underlying risk factors for these organ injuries to occur. Some are organ-related, for example, an infiltrative and hematologic disorders affecting the liver or the spleen make it liable for such injuries. Furthermore, abdominal adhesions following any other abdominal disease or surgeries is one, if not the most important, underlying precipitating factors, because presence of such adhesions between the viscera and the colon make advancing the scope make traction on the capsule of such organs and make them liable to the injuries. Technical problems during colonoscopy, especially lobing, excessive air insufflation, and excessive force application within the colon or outside from abdominal wall compression is one of the notable risk factors for occurrence of such injuries. The manifestations of such injuries vary from mild abdominal pain to abdominal distension to hemodynamic instability following the excessive bleeding that usually occur. Clinicians, especially in the ER, should have a high index of suspicion to diagnose such cases, especially when patients came back within a few hours to the emergency room complaining of abdominal pain with absence of free air in the X-ray films of the abdomen, excluding bowel perforation as a cause of such injuries. Treatment vary. Mild cases sometimes treated conservative with fluids, analgesia, and with or without prophylactic antibiotic, but severe cases with massive bleeding may require interventional radiologic procedures or sometimes surgical intervention.